is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, November 6, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So glad to have you with us today. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information, couple of interviews, good discussion. We are excited. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Well, on Friday, I announced two endorsements. I personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate race. Well, after hearing the news of that endorsement, Steve Gruber reached out to her and had her on his show at 8:20 this morning. He also had an exclusive first-hour interview on a Monday with the Rhino, Peter Meyer, who his very first vote in the United States Congress when he was representing the 3rd House District was a vote to impeach Donald Trump, the sitting president. His very first vote was to impeach Donald Trump. He joined Fred Upton and a few other Rhino Republicans, voted to impeach him. Well, how do you think the people in the 3rd District, that's Dave Ageman at the Times District. Justin Amash had been the congressman before. He went completely nuts. He got replaced. Peter Meyer got elected. His first floor vote, very first floor vote, was to impeach Donald Trump. Peter Meyer will not come on this show, folks. You know why? Because that's my opening question. I don't care about his announcement for U.S. Senate, Steve. Complete waste of time. The splitter strategy is full force on the establishment Rhino side of this race. You've got Mike Rogers, James Craig, now Peter Meyer, Nikki Snyder, Alexandria Taylor. All of these people are going to split up the Rhino establishment vote. It's going to come down to the grassroots having two choices. In my opinion, it's coming down to Michael Hoover, who's going to be on this show in the next half hour, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And I truly believe that Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will get and convince Michael Hoover, when he fails perhaps to get his signatures, financial support that she's getting, the endorsements that's coming for her, I think they will join forces. That's my prediction. I'm going to ask Michael Hoover specifically about that option. in the next half hour. Mike Rogers won't come on this show. James Craig definitely will not come on this show. The Union Democrat, former police chief of Detroit. Peter Meyer won't come on this show. Why? Because they know I will not give them softball tee-up interviews like Steve Gruber did to Peter Meyer this morning. Didn't even bother to listen to it. But I can guarantee it was the softest, easiest interview Peter Meyer has ever done in his life, contrary to what he would get from me. I want to know specifically the very first vote you took on the House of the United States House of Representatives in Congress in Washington, D.C. Why was it you voted to impeach Donald Trump? He doesn't want to talk about that vote ever again. Well, we've got so much lined up for you today. I'm excited. This is going to be a rip-roaring show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Prepping for the show over the weekend, got a lot of things accomplished. You may have heard the first radio commercial for Todd Smallenberg. He's become a sponsor of the show, the sponsor of the radio station. You'll be hearing commercials. They started this morning. The first one just aired in the top of the hour news break. I endorsed him on Friday as well. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Todd Smallenberg for the 106. The U.S. Senate race is going to be a battle between grassroots candidates, fresh business sector people. Michael Hoover will be on 9:30 to 9:58 in the next half hour. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, years of experience as a medical doctor, 60% of her practice dealing with women, versus the politicians, Mike Rogers, Peter Meyer, James Craig, who ran for governor, couldn't even get the signatures to get on the ballot. Nikki Snyder, currently sitting on the Michigan State Board of Education. The only non-business person, or excuse me, non-politician person running on the business side also is the attorney, Alexandria Taylor. Had her on the show as well. That's all we need is another attorney in Washington, D.C. So it's going to be an interesting race. But in prepping for the show today, I found a post by General Michael Flynn. And it's very applicable to our upcoming class that we're doing, Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan State Constitution. I'm also going to throw in a U.S. Constitution, one article of the U.S. Constitution as a bonus. But he said, this is not a history lesson. This short missive is a lesson in reality. The reality that's now smacking us across our heads like a 2x4. In 1838, 22 years before Abraham Lincoln became the president of the United States, at the age of 28, Abraham Lincoln gave an address to a group of young men gathered in Springfield, Illinois. His speech was titled "The Perpetual and the Continued Political Institutions." Perpetual and Continued Political Institutions. The specific topic of Lincoln's speech address was citizenship in a constitutional republic and threats to U.S. institutions. In the speech, Lincoln discussed in glowing terms the political regime established by our founding fathers, but warned of a destructive force from within it. He said, "Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step over the ocean and crush us at a blow?" His answer to his own question? Never. All the armies of Europe, Germany, France, etc., Asia, the Chinese, the North Koreans, Vietnam, all of Asia, and Africa combined with all the treasure of the earth, except for our own, that is in their military chests, with a Napoleon Bonaparte type of commander, could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or make a track on the Blue Ridge Mountains in a trial of 1,000 years. They could try for 1,000 years. It's never going to happen. Lincoln then asked the audience, and this is the important part, 1838, at what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? he again answered his own question. If it ever reaches us, it must spring up among us. It will not come from abroad. If our destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its own author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. In 1838, folks, Abraham Lincoln spoke about, predicted, said the only way this country was going to die was going to be by suicide. If Lincoln could see this at the ripe age of 28 years old, nearly 185 years ago, why can't a large chunk of American citizens not see this? This is General Flynn speaking. Our nation's destruction, quote unquote, is not due to overseas threats. It's principally being done due to our own complacency as citizens. Our own complacency as citizens. Our complacency as citizens. For our constitutional republic to prevail, for our institutions not to collapse from within, citizens must get involved. Period. I implore those that read this to discuss this with their families, your churches, your local clubs, your communities, your elected officials, anybody willing to listen, that the time is now to recognize what President Lincoln stated 22 years before becoming president of the United States, that our demise will not be from without, but from within. In his well-known and eloquent oratorial style, Lincoln was reminding those attending his speech that local actions as citizens matters then as it matters now. The time is now to stand up, and speak out. You have to do this, people, or we will lose our constitutional republic. Signed, General Michael Flynn. If you're on Twitter, or X now as it's called, you can follow him. You can follow me at Trucker Randy. Folks, we have a U.S. Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, and others attacking the president currently sitting in the Oval Office of their party. Democrats in the House of Representatives in Congress admonishing the president for his support of Israel. Attacking him, saying it's going to cost him votes next year in his reelection campaign if he continues to fund Israel, support Israel, stand with Israel. She claims that Democrats and Arabs here in the United States will not vote for Joe Biden. Will not vote for Joe Biden because he is standing with Israel. These protest rallies in support of Hamas, are you kidding me? Not just colleges and universities, folks. No, not just there. High schoolers are doing it too. This is the coolest fad for them to be able to get out of school. They'd rather hold up signs and protest and march outside than putting their butts in the classroom learning what they must learn. and liberal teachers are supporting it. Liberal professors are supporting it. Of course, they have First Amendment rights, freedom to assemble, freedom of speech, freedom of press to hold up those signs. Absolutely, they do. But they're on the wrong side. They're going against God's word in the Bible. Why? Because they don't know the Bible. Why? Because they don't know their history. Why? Because they don't know what Abraham Lincoln warned us about 185 years ago. The country's being torn apart over things that are happening in the Middle East right now. It's all a diversion, folks. Nobody on the Democrat side wants to talk about the fact that Donald Trump, in the most recent poll that just concluded 3 days ago, showed that Donald Trump is leading now in 5 of the 6 swing states that gave Biden the Oval Office. In the most recent poll, Donald Trump is leading heavily in Nevada. Trump at 52, Biden at 41. In Georgia, 6-point lead, Trump 49, Biden 43. Arizona, 5-point lead, 49 to 44 over Biden. In our state of Michigan, Donald Trump is up 5 points on Biden, 48 to 43. In Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is up 48 to 44. And in the swing state of Wisconsin, it's within the margin of error. Trump's only behind Biden by 2 points, and he's gaining. This was done by the New York Times in Siena College, October 22nd through November 3rd. With only a plus or minus of 1.8%. Folks, you have to understand something. With the media pushing this false narrative that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, Donald Trump having to sue Jocelyn Benson to be on the ballot here in the state of Michigan, because they're deathly afraid that Donald Trump is going to win in an electoral college landslide. It won't even be close. This will be 1980 Ronald Reagan all over again over Jimmy Carter. Mondale again in 1984. Why? Because people are getting engaged. People are getting educated. People are learning the U.S. Constitution. The Michigan State Constitution, Robert's Rules of Order. We are going to run next year. We are going to be on the ballot. Precinct delegates, as well as school boards, public library boards, county commissioners, county clerks, county sheriffs. You need to go to this class Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12:30 at J Sports. Michael Hoover in the next segment will be Michigan.